Watch, Dr. Phil McGraw exposes the danger of transing children. 10-year-olds can't decide which pajamas they want to wear. By Warner Todd Houston on February 21, 2024. Former daytime TV powerhouse Dr. Phil McGraw took aim at the American medical establishment on Tuesday, blasting doctors for the harm they are committing by pushing so-called gender-affirming care on children. Appearing on the Joe Rogan Experience, the TV doc criticized medical professionals in hospitals pushing transgendering on kids, especially in light of the complete lack of information on what could be the long-term harm it could do. McGraw kicked off his comments on transgendering by noting that the U.S. medical establishment is violating medical ethics by pushing gender-affirming care. It's interesting they choose words like gender-affirming care. You know, that's interesting that they call it that. But really what they're talking about is hormonal therapy or sex reassignment surgery on children, Dr. Phil told Rogan. And, in fairness, all of the major medical associations have signed off on this, Joe. They signed off on it. I have never seen those organizations sign off on anything with less information as to whether or not it does long-term harm, of anything in my life. When I asked about that, when I bring that up, then they immediately label you as transphobic, Dr. Phil said in exasperation. And I thought that the deal was first do no harm. And all of the European countries, Sweden, Norway, they've all stopped doing it because they say, we cannot say in good conscience that this does no harm, because it does harm. If you look at the long-term consequences if someone changes their mind at 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, they can't decide which pajamas they want to wear at night. Dr. Phil went on to say that the claim that transgendering a child stops children from committing suicide is a specious claim to make. And their reason for doing it is, it stops this drive for suicide, that there's a suicide epidemic. It doesn't fix that, he claims. It doesn't fix all the comorbid issues that come along with feeling like they're in the wrong body, but yet they're pushing this, Dr. Phil added. We're going to do some shows, that are already taped, that are revealing what the real results of this are, and I think people are going to be shocked that these medical organizations have signed off on this. I think they've just given in to the pressure. Rogan added that this trend of reinforcing transing kids is a crime, as children can be talked into anything because they are too young to understand things. I don't think it's appropriate or safe for children, McGraw exclaimed. Ultimately, McGraw blames the internet for the wild contagion of transgenderism. I think a lot of it is owing to social media platforms and the internet, McGraw said, explaining why there has been a tidal wave of kids suddenly claiming that they are transgender. The activists, I don't think, speak for the community at large. I think they get an agenda that they're pushing, and I think that they really get wrapped up in this, and it gets a lot of oxygen on the internet. It gets a lot of oxygen on social media platforms. McGraw concluded that there most certainly is a social contagion with transgenderism because it has become cool to be trans, but then pushing permanent medical procedures does serious harm to children. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.